Go within and find your joy, find your life, find your existence, find what you're looking for, find your happiness, find your fulfillment, find your heaven. Find your heaven. And live happily ever after.
Prem Rawat, widely known by the honorary title Miraji, has dedicated his life to spreading a simple message that each person has a source of peace and fulfillment inside themselves. His message is from the heart. He speaks about the possibility for each person to find peace within, regardless of circumstances. If you are looking for fulfillment and peace, he says, the solution lies within. If that is what you want, I can help.
So here we are. For me, one more event. Been doing a lot of events lately. And the message about what does it really mean to be alive? What does it really mean to be here? Because these are the issues that don't get tackled. There is a tremendous amount of distraction. And the distraction is about everything. Because that's what distraction means, to be distracted from something that you should be attracted to, but you're being distracted. And what should you be attracted to? What should be happening in your life? The fundamental questions that have been always asked on the face of this earth. Who am I? What am I doing here? What is the purpose of my life? And instead of addressing these questions, instead of addressing these issues, we get involved in everything else. Hey, answer the question. Stick with the subject that is pertinent to me, in my existence. Because really, when it boils down to, there's two kinds of people on this earth. Those are those people who are perfectly satisfied in just simply believing. I believe this, I believe this, I believe this, I believe this, and everything is fine. And then there are few people. Relative to the population of this earth, there is a few people who are only satisfied if they know. Now, what does knowing mean? What does know mean? It means two things. To me, it means two things. That not only do you have the answer, but you understand it. That's the clincher. Remember in school, the teacher would give you, well, this equals this because of ta 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 ta. So you knew that. But it didn't make sense because you didn't understand it. Then one day maybe you went to your dad or you went to your friend's house or you went somewhere and somebody actually explained it to you. And you went, I got it. Big smile. Things happen, you know. I mean, what has a math equation got to do with smile? Nothing. But it has a lot to do with understanding, because when you get it, when you understand it, okay. Then there is the ease. Not overwhelming, but an ease. When you didn't understand it, you were overwhelmed. I don't know how this works. When you do understand it, you're at ease with it. Question. Are you overwhelmed in your life, or are you at ease with it? And I don't even know you, but I can take a wild guess. Pretty close to believing, but wild guess. Overwhelmed. 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 Because you believe. You believe in a lot of things, but you know so few. And I am here to tell you it doesn't matter except for one. This, you have to know. Not believe. Of why you are here. You have to know. It actually has to make sense to you of why you are here. Can you imagine that? Actually, not only just having an answer, but actually make sense. To actually make sense, to comprehend, I know why I'm here. And so obviously, I'm sure you're all sitting there going, but why don't you just give us the answer to that question? I would love to. That's what I do. But the answer to that question is not in any language. Because it was being asked when the language didn't exist. But the question existed. And perhaps, in the search of why I am here, we have gone as far as today, but not addressed that one simple thing of why I'm really here and that it makes sense to me to know. So what am I talking about? What am I talking about? Is the thirst of your heart to be fulfilled? Where does this come from? What is this? Why do you want to be fulfilled? Why? Why does it feel good to be fulfilled? And not bad? What is bad? What is good? I don't have to explain it to you. Good is something that feels good. Not believe good. Good. When you put, you know, almond, I'm sure you've all eaten almonds, and there's bad ones. And they don't look any different. And you sometimes were eating almonds and you put the bad almond in your mouth and you go, ugh, got a bad almond. Not a good almond. Oh, I finally got a good almond. No, bad almond, because you know it's bad. It doesn't taste right. It tastes foul. And you know it. And you might even spit out everything in your mouth. Because of that bad almond. What is good? What is bad? Something that feels good is good. Something that feels bad is bad. A doctor might tell you, a dentist usually do, this may be a little uncomfortable. They don't understand English language. But they should be telling you, this is going to cause you a tremendous amount of pain. That's the proper English, not uncomfortable. I mean, to me, uncomfortable is when I've been standing for a really long time. That's uncomfortable. You know, if I've got a pillow wrong on my chair and I'm not comfortable quite, that may be a little uncomfortable. But when he's about ready to pull your teeth out, and the wrong one at that, that's not a question of uncomfortable. That's going to hurt. So, in your life, what is this thirst that inspires you and has inspired you throughout your life to be fulfilled? You want to be fulfilled? Yes, I want to be fulfilled. I want to experience that happiness in my life as you want to experience that happiness in your life. An experience of happiness that is not related to the happenings of this world. Would you? Would you not like to have your wealth in a currency that does not fluctuate? See, you understand that. Wouldn't you like all your investment to be in something that only grows, does not go down, grows? Then the experience of happiness is such an investment. And what kind of investment is it? What do you have to give? What do you have to invest? Just your attention. Just your attention. That's all. Give it some attention. People say, I've been searching. Searching for what? Do you know? I mean, your search will be fruitful if you know what you're looking for. But if you actually don't know what you're looking for, because here's the catch 22 about the search business. If you know what you're looking for, if you know what you're looking for, you will understand that there is no need to search because it is already inside of you. So if you are searching, then it is obvious you don't know what you're looking for. This is the ultimate shot in the dark. I have... Many times, because I travel so much, I end up in places that are strange, and there may be a pillar there, and I know that there is a pillar there, but I can't see the pillar. So at nighttime, I'm going like this, and then go right into the pillar. Boom. Because it wasn't here, and it wasn't here, and this I never did. I assumed, because I believed, that it would be here. Or here. So I did this. But it wasn't here, and it wasn't here, it was here, and that's what I was trying to avoid, and it happened. Unexpected. Unexpected. That's what I didn't want, and that's what I got. Searching for that one thing that always has been inside of you and always will be inside of you till the very last day. No questions asked. The avenues that go there are the avenues of clarity, the avenues of understanding. Avenues of sincerity. Those are the avenues you need to be on. And the search. Like that. will be over. Because what you're looking for always has and always will be inside of you. The only thing is, I have to know it. I have to feel it. I have to understand it. Not believe, but know. And that's what it's about. Not the arguments. Not the philosophies. This is not another philosophy, believe me. This is about you, your preciousness of being alive, having the clarity and understanding of what that means. Because one thing I can do for you, and I'm good at it, I can put you in touch with your breath. The most fundamental and the most basic thing that is taking place, as it comes into you, it fills you with life, comes again, fills you with life, comes again, fills you with life, and one day it will come, it will go, it will come, it will go, it will come, it will go, and it will not come back again. Until it is going and coming and going and coming. In this most incredible of things that is happening in your life. You don't know this. You think it's trivial. But I can put you in touch with it and you will extract something from it. And it is called joy. This I can do. Go within and find your joy. Find your life. Find your existence. Find what you're looking for. Find your happiness. Find your fulfillment. Find your heaven. Find, you find your heaven. And live happily ever after. That's the potential. That's the potential. Live happily ever after. Not in the questions, but in the answers. Without the questions. Live. Live with joy. And be thankful. One thing that I have been saying is if you want to have gratitude in your life, first you must have gratification. Without gratification, you cannot have gratitude. What does gratification mean? One of the meanings of gratification is to be fulfilled. Gratification is fulfillment. Once that has happened, then the gratitude flows. And then the gratitude is real, and the gratitude is about gratitude. Thank you. And that gratitude flows from a heart that is full, that is so different. Because it's not an obligation. It's not about manners. It's not about manners. It is about being fulfilled. And without that gratification, you will never have real gratitude. That's all. And if you want help in the process of getting in touch with what is inside of you, that's my forte. That's what I do. That's what I do. Been doing that since I was 9 years old. You want experience? Got it. Got it. No contracts. No obligations. You know, a lot of people here, well, why don't you just tell us what it is? You see, you are concerned about how. I'm not. Because I know how. You don't. So you're like, how? It's okay. I know how. Don't worry about that. Be clear in yourself that that's what you want. That's all. I cannot. I am not the fulfiller of people's expectations. Excuse me. That's not what I'm saying I am. That's not what I'm saying I do. Did you hear me say that? No. I'm not here to fulfill your expectations. I can just simply put you in touch with that place inside of you where there is clarity, where there is joy, where there is fulfillment. That's it. So I'm not here to fulfill your expectations. If you're looking for something you read in a fairy tale, pretty close. I'm not going to bring Cinderella around. I can't. I'm not going to turn your pumpkin into a chariot. I'm not going to take rats from your house and turn them into guards. I can't do that. I won't do that. I can't do that. The only thing I can do is put you in touch with that beauty that is already inside of you, even right now. You have no idea. You have no idea. I sit here and laugh, of course. Because Kabir said, that a drop resides in the ocean, everyone knows. But an ocean that resides in a drop, only a few know. Do you understand that? You're the drop. And in this drop, there is an ocean. Ocean. We're not talking about a little canal. We're not talking about a stream, and we're not talking about a lake. And we're not even talking about a sea. A ocean. You may not get it. I do. It makes complete sense to me. And I want you to be able to understand that. There's a lot of people. They want to believe in their lives. They don't want to know. Knowing will upset the card of house of cards that they have made. It will upset it. They don't want to go there. They want to keep believing. And they're the ones who keep believing and looking up that someday an angel is going to come from the sky and fix their problems. The knowers know that you are the angel you are waiting for. You are the angel that you are waiting for that can fix your problems. But you don't see it. You are the angel. Do you know that? Do you know that you are the angel you've been waiting for? That can truly fix your problems. And turn this hell into heaven. Don't look up, look in. And when you look in, you will see, you will feel, you'll understand the universe that's inside of you. When you read something and it inspires questions, it's the wrong thing. Knowledge should inspire satisfaction. Not more questions. Knowing. That is the strength of knowing. Remember, like I said before, when you were a little kid and you couldn't figure out that little math thing and then you got it and it was like, got it. Yes! That's what knowledge should do. That's what knowledge should do. And the knowledge that I'm talking about is the knowledge of you. Of you. Not some dream, not some fantasy. When peace is talked about by me, it's a reality. Not some nice thing that might happen someday. You know, that's the thing. If you're talking about food to somebody who doesn't know how to cook, it's all fantasy. But when you're talking about food to a chef, just like that, that chef can turn that fantasy into a reality. Just depends who you talk to. Talk to the right people, keep the right company of the right people, and you can go far. Sometimes it's not, I'm not going to say it, but what I was going to say is not what you know, but who you know. But it helps to who you know and what you know, for sure helps. And that's what this is all about. So thank you very much, and have a good night. Thank you. Thank you.